Welcome to the Green Podcast. My name is Dylan Welch. I'm the CEO of Green.org and Dylan Welch Media. Our goal with this podcast is to bring you the biggest names and leaders in renewable energy, clean technology, and sustainability so that you can stay up to date with the latest trends and everything that is happening in this world. Not only that, you'll get some action items for your life so that you can apply some amazing things and make your world a better place as well. Let's get the show started. Real quick, before we kick off this episode, I want to announce that we have our Fall 2022 Green Summit in San Diego, September 17th. Tickets are now available, so get yours today. It's one day of different speakers in renewable energy, clean technology, sustainability, all leaders sharing their vision in TED Talk style presentations for what the world will look like with a more sustainable future. There's only 300 available seats for the event, and I know they're going quickly. There's already less than 300 by the recording of this. So go grab your ticket, green-summit.org, and let's kick off the episode. Thank you very much. Rob, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, are you out in San Diego?
San Diego, yeah. Where are you at right now?
I'm in Asheville, North Carolina.
North Carolina, awesome. Well, we've had an amazing day so far. I think we've had about 10 or so speakers, men, women from all around the world, all different races, ages, different industries, just kind of sharing what they've been working on in the sustainability space. And I'm really excited to have you on kind of as our last speaker of the first day, because you were one of the people that kind of inspired me to originally get into this space. And I saw you speak at an event probably 6-7 years ago. It was called Ignite San Diego. And it wasn't anything I was really, you know, it wasn't really on my radar, just sort of sustainability and renewable energy. And you really opened up my eyes and it kind of opened up this whole world. So I want to thank you for that. And, you know, just kind of appreciate the events that are available and like the people that tune in and the effect that that can have. And here we are today. So for those of our audience members who aren't as familiar with you as I am, can you tell us a little bit about your background and kind of just, you know, what you've been working on? I know you do a lot of stuff, but just tell us a little bit about you and how you kind of got into this world as well.
Sure. And I remember Ignite, that was actually closer to 10 years ago. That was fall of 2013, I believe. Wow. So anyway, it's nice to be on here with everyone. To everyone tuning in, hello. So basically, it's a little hard to summarize for me to summarize what I do, but basically, I'm a human being that is attempting to live in a way on this earth where my interactions actually, rather than destroying the earth and humanity and our fellow plant and animal relatives, I actually, through my actions, regenerate, improve the world around me, uplift others. And how this came about is in 2011, I was living a pretty typical American life. I was very focused on being a millionaire by the time I turned 30. Very focused on material possessions. And I woke up and realized that almost every single thing I was doing was causing destruction to the world. And I said, I don't want that. That's not, my actions are not in alignment with my beliefs. I want to live in a way where my actions are in alignment with my beliefs and where I can basically die some decades from now feeling like I positively contributed to our humanity and to the, you know, our global humanity and our global neighbors of all of our plant and animal relatives. So, I mean, that doesn't exactly tell what I'm doing, but that's more of the why I'm attempting to live in a different way than sort of our normal mainstream way of doing things.
Well, I think that's important to start out because it helps having that why. If you're going to change or make a difference, it helps having that sort of bigger picture goal of what you want to accomplish. And I think we're all always looking for that why. And when you can find that why, it really gives us that mission of what we want to work towards. So that's really cool that your why is something that has a positive impact on our planet versus a lot of people out there who it's quite the opposite. So what were some of those very first sort of steps you took when you wanted to go on that path, sort of the simplest things where you said, okay, right now, I can make these changes to my life and it'll have a little bit of a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said, it was 2011 when I woke up and realized that all of my actions were causing destruction to the world. The food that I was driving, the gas that I was pumping into it. The car I was driving, the gas I was pumping into it, the food I was eating, the garbage that I was creating, the cheap junk I was buying, where my money was invested, my bank account, even the water I was drinking in San Diego was, you know, being pumped across the desert from the Colorado River that was literally running dry. And so I learned that all of my actions were causing destruction. And rather than feeling overwhelmed and just like total doom and gloom, I actually felt excited because I was watching a lot of documentaries and really reading a lot of books, and I learned solutions to the problems. I learned that there's other ways of existing on this earth than just what we've been sold by, you know, one narrative that is the dominating narrative. So I decided I was going to start small, one positive change at a time. And so I started with things like getting rid of paper towels and starting to use reusable cloths instead. Going to the local food co-op and buying unpackaged food from the bulk section rather than everything that's processed and packaged. Starting to ride my bike more and drive the car less. Taking my money out of my investments that were in cigarettes and fossil fuels and removing, you know, divesting, as people would say. Getting rid of a lot of the stuff that wasn't serving me, like all the possessions that I had that were taking time away from me. Downsizing my bills so that I needed to earn less money so I could spend my time on what I was passionate about, which was transforming my life and transforming society. So from little tiny changes like switching over some products to not being toxic ingredients to like big things like getting rid of my car and going, you know, just riding a bicycle, I made positive changes after positive changes. And the idea was that if I just made one positive change a week for 2 years, that's 100 positive changes. And just imagine if you woke up tomorrow and you were doing 100 things differently from what you're doing today, you'd be like, who am I? What is this life? But by doing it one step at a time for 2 years, I did manage to radically transform who I was and myself without it being shocking.
What did that look like? Did you kind of map out like every Sunday, I'm going to make this change and enact it in my life?
I like to go with the flow. So, but I also like to have goals. I'm a very goal-oriented person. You know, there's a lot of people that are waking up today are people that are business-oriented. Our generation of, you know, people who are pursuing success in life. And so we can use those skill sets that we've developed in sales and marketing and things like that. And one of my skill sets has always been goal setting, you know, your small goals that are achievable and then your bigger picture goals that are going to take some years. And so I have that structure, but also I want to enjoy life. The idea of living sustainably is not about sacrifice and it's not about not, you know, meeting my needs. The idea about living sustainably is actually to improve my quality of life. So what I did is I just, rather than having any exact structure, whatever I was excited about, maybe I was excited to learn how to bake my own sourdough bread, or maybe I was excited about biking the furthest I'd ever biked, or maybe I was excited about just getting rid of half of my stuff and downsizing. Whatever I was excited about that week, that's what I did. And when I focused on doing what I was excited about, oh man, I accomplished so much more. When you're doing what you want, the time exists. And when you're doing what you don't want to be doing, time seems scarce.
Yeah, I think that's a really powerful point. I mean, for most of us are in America and you tend to have the typical like American life, you know, you go to school, then you go to college, you get the job, all of that stuff, which now is a little bit more antiquated, but like that's something that is kind of ingrained in us. And one thing that really helped for me was when I decided to pursue personal happiness and things that made me happy and things that I was passionate about, over, you know, following this set path, that just completely changed the entire course of my life. And through that, I was able to find hobbies and find things that make me happy, able to, you know, pay the bills and make money off of. But it's not like, oh, I want to just make billions of dollars and that will make me happy, because at the end of the day, that won't make you happy. I think what you're saying is like, find sort of that passion that ignites you and go after it. And yours happens to be living sustainably, and that has made you happy. And also at the same time, making, helping the world, because you're not consuming, you're not destroying, you're making new things.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. If you want to comment on that.
Yeah. I was going to say, absolutely. And you're right. It is. I'm a little bit lucky that what I'm passionate about is indeed something that isn't destroying the world. Mm-hmm. It would be tricky when it's like, yeah, actually what I really love is something that's just straight up damaging to this world and humanity. And so that's where a little deeper thinking comes. And what I'd like to say is, ask yourself, what are the needs that you have that you're trying to meet? Not, I want to be a professional race car driver. Okay. Why do you want to be a professional race car driver? What needs are you actually trying to meet that you have? And is there another way you can do it where you'll be just as happy, just as fulfilled, but that actually positively contributes to our global humanity and to our, you know, fellow plant and animal relatives? And so I think one thing is, it's always about zooming out. A lot of the times we haven't thought through what we're actually doing that much. We're doing things, but why are we actually doing them? So really deeply asking that question. And a lot of the things that we would think like we would never want to do differently, if you actually ask those questions and look for alternatives, you might be like, actually, there's a different way of doing this that I would be happier doing. And that actually is more net positive for others besides myself.
Yeah, exactly. And one thing I realized, one thing I've always kind of tried to do, is I really mapped out sort of my 10-year plan, which, like, I had a vision or sort of envisioned where I wanted to be in 10 years and sort of was able to zoom out from that. And we all have to, you know, pay our bills, you have to run errands, we all have to do the day-to-day stuff, but having that bigger picture goal really helps. So when you set out to kind of make this change in your life over 10 years ago, about 10 years ago, how is it going? Like, are you where you were when you envisioned this happening, or did changes come along? Like, what are some things that you've noticed along the way that led you to where you are today?
Well, that's a very timely question, actually, Dylan, because like about the last time you and I saw each other, which is, I think, about 5 years, has it been?
I think so,
it's been a handful of years. That's when I was really like, I'm looking back, that range of about like 5 or so years around that is when I was, up till 2020 actually, is when I was really in my highest state of living the life that I wanted to when I woke up in 2011. And like truly in my integrity and being able to really say, yes, I am living the exact life I want to be living. And then the struggle that I'm having right now is that I've been running these community programs like Community Fruit Trees and Free Seed Project and Gardens for the People, all these programs that are designed to help people connect more with the earth and improve quality of life. But the problem is that it's actually been decreasing my quality of life, because I've been so busy back in logistics and admin and raising funds for this nonprofit and managing a team of people, which is not my, that's not like where I believe I'm actually of best service. So I've been struggling with that. And I guess like one little lesson from that, and for people to, you know, remember, is that like, it takes consistent following through on your morals and your values and your ethics to continue living the green life. There is no ever getting there. Society will always be pulling you back. The grain of consumerism is always going to be there, and you always have to be, you know, pushing up against that grain. And It's challenging. You know, some people say like, oh, it's easy to live environmentally friendly. And I'm like, yeah, there's parts of it that are easy, but ultimately it takes like consistent courage and dedication. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that answered that question completely, but it's definitely something that's kind of right now very much going on. And just put a little cap on that. I've been very conscious of that, and I'm working on breaking free to live in my highest self. And I'm right back at getting back to where I was a couple of years ago very soon.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, sustainability in itself is always an ongoing process. We'll never hit a 100% complete, you know, sustainable world, but we can all work towards that. And we have to change and adapt as we go. And sometimes there'll be high moments and low moments, but I think it's great that you're able to acknowledge that that's where you are and kind of shift gears to where you need to be, where you're, you know, at your sort of peak performance. And you've done a lot of different things along the way to get here too. Like, I know when we last spoke in person, you came on the American Dream, a TV show that I was producing, and you were biking. And then I know you kind of moved to Florida for a while, and then you went off the grid. Like, walk us through sort of your whole process that's happened in the past 10 years and maybe the different sort of highlights that stand out and some of the lessons that you took from each of those moments.
Well, for me, you know, I mentioned a little bit about why I do what I do. And one thing I haven't talked about is my activism. And so I am, like, one of my biggest inspirations has been Mahatma Gandhi for quite some time. And one of the things that he said is, my life is my message. And that for me has been number one. That's the center. That's the way that I've decided that I can be a positive contributor to this humanity, is for my life to be my message, by being an example of someone who is being the change they wish to see in the world. That's another, like, core part of my beliefs, is to truly just be the change that we wish to see. And so what I do with my activism campaigns, whether it's cycling across the country on a bamboo bike or doing a year of growing and foraging all my food and, you know, not having anything from the store, or living in the extremely tiny house, or getting my life down to just 44 possessions, or living like the average American for a month and wearing all of my garbage. The idea is that I take people on these journeys with me where they can just, I mean, the reality is you don't have to care really about the earth to be just interested in a story of a guy who's wearing his garbage for a month to live like the average person and create a visual. You don't have to be that interested to be interested in a person who's biking across the country. So what I do is I do these, you know, interesting projects that are designed to catch people's attention, to catch the media's attention, and get people to, you know, start thinking about this situation that we're in, the, you know, the how our society interacts with the earth and with each other, and to inspire positive change. And so that's really been my mission, is to both live by example, but also to do these extreme projects that bring another way of living to as many people as I possibly can. And it has been a huge adventure for me over the last 10 years. I thoroughly love what I do. And I think one of the biggest things that I would share as far as, like, some of the lessons that I've learned is, the more I've simplified my life and the more I've given up of what I thought I wanted before, the being a millionaire, the having a big house and a shiny car, all these things that I've given up that people would think then maybe I, you know, would feel like an emptiness. The truth is that I never have felt fuller. I've removed all the things from my life that it turned out didn't serve me, so that I could fill it with what serves me well. And so, you know, when we think of things like minimalism, we're not actually talking about going without. We're talking about removing the extraneous so we can really spend our time, the precious time that we have, doing what we actually love.
Mm-hmm. I think one thing that's cool is that when you sort of find your truest why, your truest self, you become very comfortable with who you are, and people realize that, and that attracts kind of similar energy and similar people, and they appreciate that and want to learn from that, because not everybody is able to do that. And I think that's something that you've kind of been able to do. And you do sort of attract, you know, people who are interested in these things. One thing that I think is really cool is you're very, you know, you live a very minimalist lifestyle. You try to sort of create more than you can consume, but at the same time, when you look at, for example, your social media channels, you're really, you have a huge following, a following that a lot of people out in the world, businesses would love to have and pay a lot of money for. And what I think is really cool, because I follow you on those channels, is you use that in a good way and you spread cool information, you highlight cool people. And I think what's interesting is that that's always been kind of the goal of green.org, is to use, you know, the technology we have available to us to connect us instantaneously with people around the world. And rather than, you know, just resort to the lowest common denominator of content to get eyeballs, you use it to promote positivity, good things. And through that, it actually builds, you know, a following more than it would if you did sort of that fake stuff out there. And I mean, for example, I'm looking at a comment that just came in from Brigida, and she thanked us from the Amazon. Like, it's super cool to think about what we're doing right now and sort of the opportunities that are out there. Where do you kind of see, you know, yourself going in the next couple of years? Do you have any big projects that you're excited about? Are you going to kind of tone it back a little bit? Because I know for a little while, like, we'd be in contact and then you'd be like, sorry, I was off the grid for like 6 months. I'm like, that's honestly awesome. So like, where do you kind of see, you know, the next phase or the next projects that you're working on, or where are you putting your energy?
Yeah. Well, hello to Brigida. Thanks for the comment. Nice to have you on here. I actually, one of my projects that I have ahead, this has been in my 5 to 10 year game plan for a while, well, for about 5 to 10 years, is to start a green living center of sorts, a simple living center of sorts, where people can come from around the United States, from around the world, to really learn to exist in a way that is in harmony with this earth and with humanity and with our plant and animal relatives. And so that's something that I'm potentially going to be starting in the next year or two. And I'm really excited to, you know, create that place where people can come to heal and learn to heal the earth at the same time. And at the same time, I am planning to also do another year where I grow and forage 100% of my food, this time in a cold climate rather than in Florida. And so that will be a beautiful immersion on the land. And then, of course, just always continuing to do what I've been doing, which is trying to really truly live out my belief system and to inspire others to connect with themselves, to be living the lives that they truly want that are in alignment with the earth. And I plan to just keep on doing that in one shape or another, for the next however long I'm alive, maybe 50 years. We'll see how much longer this life goes.
Awesome. Well, Rob, I want to thank you for being here. Again, you've been a huge inspiration for me. What's sort of a call to action or something that our audience could take away? Because I, you know, you've learned a lot through your experience doing this. What's something that if you could say, hey, go out and make this little change right now, it'll have a big impact on your life or the world long term?
Well, there's a couple things. I'm not one to give like a one size fits all solution. What I'm one to do is to question critical thinking. So ask lots of questions. And that's going to include about yourself. So self-reflection. Ask yourself when you're doing something, why am I doing this? After you say something, it's why did I say that? Why am I wearing the clothes that I'm wearing? Why am I eating the food that I'm eating? ask yourself these questions and really start to get, I mean, you're going to get uncomfortable. It's going to be uncomfortable because you'll realize a lot of what you're doing doesn't, you're like, actually, I don't know why I'm doing any of this. I'm just doing it. Like, what's going on here? So that's a big one, is to self-reflect. But then the other one is action-oriented. And it's not that there's any one action. What it is start with what you're excited about. You know, think of some things that you would love to start doing that are in alignment with, you know, a healthier earth. If you're excited about riding a bike more, do that. If you're excited about eating a more locally produced food and going to the farmers market, start there. If you're excited about reducing your waste and living a more zero waste lifestyle, start there. If you're excited about educating our youth, and it's, you know, volunteering at a local school to help them start a small garden, start there. If maybe you're excited about growing your own food, start there. So just ask yourself, what is it that you're so excited about, and what's going to bring real meaningful value to your life? And start there. And the beautiful thing about that is that you'll build up that positive momentum as you become happier and healthier and more fulfilled, and you'll feel more empowered, and it'll help you to make more changes. And just take it one step at a time until you become the change that you wish to see in the world.
I love it. Honestly, it's funny you say that, because that's kind of been the theme of today, is take action, that a lot of our different speakers and presenters have shared. So I know every attendee here is a smart person. I'm sure just listening to all these inspirational people, your creative juices are flowing. Now it's time to go out and take action. I mean, just as an example, you know, about a year ago, someone said, hey, you should put together a summit. You've got thegreen.org. You've got some really cool connections with interesting people. You've got an audience. And, you know, I was a little nervous at first. I never really put together a summit before, but I said, screw it. I'm going to go out there and make it happen. And if it fails, well, I didn't think it would fail, but I'll learn from everything that happens. And here we are today, you know, two summits in, hundreds of attendees, hundreds of registrations, amazing speakers from all over the world, all different industries sharing what they've done to be more environmentally friendly and sustainable and find success and whatever that success means to them, whether that's, you know, building a business, living more sustainably, helping people, inspiring people. It's been really cool. So Rob, I want to thank you for taking some time out of your day. You wrapped up day one of the 2022 Spring Green Summit amazingly. Thank you again. What would you say, what could our audience do to just kind of stay in touch with you, follow you, and, you know, best stay in touch to get that inspiration?
Come find me on the street. I've always got a green shirt on. So if you see me, come give me a hug. But if not in real person, my website's just robgreenfield.org, and I always have, it's a plethora of resources. Go to the search function, search for whatever you're trying to learn about that you want to positively make change in your life, and see if I've got it on there. There's a very good chance that I do. So yeah, I love you all very much that are out there, and thanks for having me on, Dylan, and look forward to the next time we see each other in person.
Appreciate it. Yeah, exactly. And again, above all else, as I mentioned at the very beginning, this has always meant to be an in-person event. I think the in-person opportunities to connect with people is most important. So we'll be doing this 6 months from now, the fall 2022 summit, and we're very confident it'll be in person. So Rob, hopefully we'll have you there. Give you a big hug. Hopefully all of our attendees can be there as well, get some inspiration, and meet everybody in person. Rob, I want to take you off again. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Thank you so much for tuning into the episode. My name is Dylan Welch. Appreciate it. As always, stay up to date with the latest information on green.org and dylanwelch.com. Dylan Welch Media is a full service media and communications agency dedicated to promoting, marketing, and helping businesses in clean tech, renewable energy, and sustainability grow, get more clients, get more customers, get in front of their ideal clientele. If you have any more questions, feel free to reach out. If you're interested in joining the Green Summit, go to www.green-summit.org. Reserve your ticket today. There's very few spots left, so make sure you get on that ASAP. Thank you, and have a great rest of your day.